This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Spoiler alert. Acts 1, 10, and 11. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Consider this. We are 10 verses into the chapter, and spoiler alert, they're telling us the end of the story. I'm going to cut straight to the chase today with a simple question. Do you believe Jesus is returning to the earth? Okay, I'll go first. I want to believe it, and yes, I do believe it, but I have to be honest. Sometimes I wonder. It's just been so long. 80-something years, to be precise. Come on, Jesus. Almost 2,000 years? And then I remember a text like this one from 1 Peter. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 1 Peter 3, 8 and 9. If you have time, get a second cup of coffee and come back and read that whole chapter. Think about it. In the Lord's scheme of time and eternity, it's only been a couple of days since he ascended. I will close today with an extended and my favorite and oft-repeated quote from the late, great, you can call me Clive Staples Lewis. He had a thing or two to say on this point of the Lord's return and why we must all reckon with it today. But we can guess why he is delaying. He wants to give us the chance of joining his side freely. I do not suppose you and I would have thought much of a Frenchman who waited till the Allies were marching into Germany and then announced he was on our side. God will invade, but I wonder whether people who ask God to interfere openly and directly in our world quite realize what it will be like when he does. When that happens, it is the end of the world. When the author walks onto the stage, the play is over. God is going to invade, all right. But what is the good of saying you are on his side then, when you see the whole natural universe melting away like a dream, and something else, something it never entered your head to conceive, comes crashing in. Something so beautiful to some of us and so terrible to others that none of us will have any choice left. For this time, it will be God without disguise. Something so overwhelming that it will strike either irresistible love or irresistible horror into every creature. It will be too late then to choose your side. There is no use saying you choose to lie down when it has become impossible to stand up. That will not be the time for choosing. It will be the time when we discover which side we really have chosen, whether we realized it before or not. Now, today, this moment is our chance to choose the right side. God is holding back to give us that chance. It will not last forever. We must take it or leave it. That's C.S. Lewis from The Case for Christianity. So where are you on this? Our prayer, come Holy Spirit. The question, okay, let's go there. Do you believe Jesus will return to this earth? If not, why not? If so, is your life aligning with this reality? What is one small alignment you can make today? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.